Good afternoon, and it's time for you to ask the mayor. I'm Adam Ragusea, and Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight is joining us here on WFIU. He's here to answer questions about municipal issues of concern to you. Mayor Goodnight, how are you doing this afternoon?
Just fine, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks for joining us, as always. The phone numbers to call to speak with Mayor Goodnight are toll-free, 877-285-9348. You can also send an email to mayor@indiana.edu, and you can send an instant message to screen name WFIU Mayor. We want to extend a special welcome and invitation to our Kokomo and Howard County listeners this afternoon. We'd love to hear from some of you to talk about city issues in the Kokomo area. Again, that toll-free number is 877-285-9348. The email is mayor@indiana.edu. Now, Mr. Mayor, I have to ask, is everyone in Kokomo just wrapped around their television screens watching the progress of these young break skate men?
Well, we've got a couple things going on.
Yeah, it's like it's a reality TV mecca all of a sudden.
Yeah, we've got that. The American Idol, we have a local, somebody employed here in Kokomo. They're not actually from Kokomo, but they work here in Kokomo on the American Idol. And then we have one of them that was on the show last night, his grandmother lives here in town.
So, yeah, and some other family as well, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and those I'm totally breaching journalistic objectivity here, but those break skate guys are so good.
I'm going to tell you what. They did a halftime show a couple years ago at the Kokomo High School basketball game, and it was I did not know what to expect, and it was exciting. They were jumping over each other, and they demanded your attention.
We should mention for our listeners who might be out of the loop, this is these are some 20-something young men from Kokomo who have a dance troupe which is on roller skates. They're jam skaters.
Yes.
And anybody who hasn't seen them should go on YouTube and watch some videos because they're just great.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They do a great job.
Yeah. So let's talk about your State of the City address before we get any calls here.
Sure.
It's worth noting that I think your State of the City clocked in shorter than this broadcast.
probably did.
there's a lot here to talk about, and actually we've got a call in from a gentleman named Dick who actually has a question about the state of the city.
Sure.
So let's go ahead to Dick. Dick, you're on the air with Mayor Goodnight. Dick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's your question for the mayor?
What effect will the local option income tax have on the city's potential budget shortfall that you mentioned in your state of the city speech?
Well, the local option income tax that we passed, it was for property tax relief, and it was supposed to be dollar for dollar. With declining wages, we've had somewhat of a stagnant economy. We're not really sure right now where how much relief that will actually give us, and of course we're still concerned on what will transpire down at the State House through the rest of the session.
Are you required by statute to have that be a dollar-for-dollar relief match?
That was as it was proposed last year and as it was passed. It was supposed to be a dollar-for-dollar property tax relief. And of course we were one of only, I believe, 11 or 12 counties that passed below it. So we don't know. Anything that happens should, if it remains as originally passed or was, we were told it would happen, would only be would only give property tax relief and not really help with the budget.
Dick, are you worried about availability of local services, or are you worried about getting hit with more local option income tax?
I was just wondering the effect the local option income tax would have. I realize services, we have to pay for services.
Well, let's talk about that, Mr. Mayor, and thanks for the call, Dick, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You said in your State of the City address that you're looking at cash reserves in the city of Kokomo of $460,000. That's just 1.2% of the overall budget. That's pretty perilous, isn't it?
Well, it still goes to the point of when you're getting into reserves and deficit spending. That's the concern.
Sure, yeah.
You can only do that, for so long at certain levels. So, but it is a concern. Whatever happens out of the State House, whatever changes and modifications they make, we will live within those parameters. But, what changes we have to make, I don't know at this point.
Well, you know, I think you had predicted, based upon the data available from the Legislative Services Agency, you've been able to run the numbers on the governor's original 1-2-3 caps proposal to see how that would affect city revenue. But of course, a lot has happened in the State House over the last few days,
right,
with House Democrats pushing a proposal to link the caps to household income,
right,
rather than assessed valuation. How do you feel about that, especially as a Democrat yourself?
Personally, I don't think it's a good way. I don't like the formula at all. I don't think they've done their research as far as to show, you know, how this affects different different cities, and we definitely haven't done that here locally. And I you know, here's my personal feelings on property taxes. Over, you know, the last couple of years, people say, well, our property tax system is not based on your ability to pay. You know, based on your income and your ability to pay. Well, most taxes are not. Gasoline tax is not based on your ability to pay. It's based on your usage. Sales tax is not based on your ability to pay. It's based on your usage. Excise tax for your license plates, it's not based on your ability to pay. It's based on the model of vehicle and the year and the cost of that vehicle. So cigarette taxes and alcohol taxes, they're not based on your ability to pay. They're based on your consumption. So I always, you know, people, when they talk about property taxes, you know, they're, other than income tax, they're not based on your ability to pay. So it's not such a stretch to say that, you know, property taxes are based on, you know, as should be, on the assessed value of your property. And so I'm, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, discussion these last few years on property taxes, and I don't know that, you know, I think the changes they've made over the last few years on some of the different deductions they've given to some of the larger businesses has caused that shift, especially here in Howard County.
Yeah, easy for you to say. You don't have to get reelected for another 4 years.
Well, you know, I know that. Well, people are expecting them to make some changes down there.
Yeah.
And I understand that. We also, you know, the governor and some state representatives are saying that it's a local spending issue, and that's not the case. In fact, municipalities, our increases over the last few years have been less than the state's increases.
Yeah, and you mentioned in your State of the City address that I'm reading here right in front of me, you came out and you're still mostly blaming the crisis, quote-unquote, on the elimination of the business inventory tax.
For Kokomo, that is the case. I can't say that's for every city or every county, but in Kokomo, that caused the biggest shifts. You know, when they gave these business tax credits for new investment, some of these other things, you can throw the inventory tax deduction in there as well. It shifted costs to individual homeowners and small businesses. And that's the biggest change that we've experienced up here.
Now, you've done some lobbying on this already. Everyone seems to be saying that the final version of whatever kind of property tax plan gets passed is going to get put together in those final hours in conference committee. Do you know if you or any other mayors are planning on being up there for that, or do you have any other additional lobbying plans in the works?
I can't say that I have any specific plans. I do have a weekly press conference, or excuse me, a weekly conference call, excuse me, with some of the other mayors throughout the state, and we get together with IACT officials, Indiana Association of Cities and Towns, and we're, you know, kept up on changes and modifications, and maybe, you know, if we can make some contacts down there. So, yeah, I agree with your assessment. It probably, when I've talked with my representatives, they, you know, and they're being honest that, you know, there's still a lot of time, and there's no need to hit the panic button I don't think there's anything that's settled, really.
I want to remind our listeners that we're speaking to Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight here on WFIU's Ask the Mayor. The number to call toll-free to speak with Mayor Goodnight is 877-285-9348, and we do hope we'll get some more calls. The email is mayor@indiana.edu. Let's get to some of the the less overarching points that came across in your State of the City. There's a couple of bullets here that I'd like to ask you about. So Dan Burton and Joe Donnelly have monthly office hours in City Hall now. Is that their their local representatives doing casework, or are they actually in the office every now and then?
No. The first one, Congressman Donnelly made it up here for the very first one on the first time for the first event. But what they'll have is office personnel, office staff that will be up here doing casework. And what we did, we standardized hours, and they are Congressman Donnelly is on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 9 in the morning till 11 in the morning, and Congressman Burton, his staff will be here on Tuesdays as well, same times, 9 to 11, but on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month. And that gives us each week we'll have federal representation here in Kokomo, and every other week you can come back and follow up. And I think it's nice. It gives us, and I really appreciate both Congressman Burton and Congressman Donnelly committing to the standardized hours and standard days, and it allows us to, we're one of those counties that probably 2/3 of the entire county is represented by Congressman Burton, and roughly 1/3 by Congressman Donnelly. So this gives us a chance to have both representatives present at City Hall.
Kristen from Kokomo has a question about public transportation. Kristen, you're on WFIU.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, what's your question?
I was just wondering, I just moved to Indiana. I moved here from Detroit, and I live in Kokomo now. I was wondering, Mayor, what do you think the future of public transportation for North Central Indiana might be?
Well, for the entire region, I am a strong proponent of high-speed rail. Last year, they did a study down at the State House on linking Bloomington, Indianapolis, Fishers, Noblesville, with high-speed rail, and
That study is underway. It should get through by the summer, I think, is when it's due.
Yes, and I would love for them to include Kokomo, just run that another 29 miles or so up to Kokomo to include us. I think that's our long-term solution for numerous reasons. It's easier to maintain than adding more highways. It's quicker transportation. Of course, it's more, for the environment, it's much better for multiple reasons. Short of that, locally, that's what I would love to see for us to be linked with the rest of the state. And I'd love for Indiana to be a leader in the nation on high-speed rail.
Of course, Kokomo is an auto town, if there ever was one. Do you think that you could get your constituents behind that in terms of the political support necessary to undertake such an ambitious project?
Yeah, I think it's going to have to be driven. It'd have to be driven through the state, on which cities to link and some of those things. But yeah, I think so. It's not necessarily a replacement for the automobile. But it does give us a alternative transportation choice. So yeah, I think people would understand, especially when they see the benefits long term. I think it's hard to argue against it.
Kristen,
if I could ask Kristen, did she have any part here locally as well that she wanted me to address, Kristen?
Excuse me,
Kristen.
Did you have anything locally, or was it more of a regional question?
I was more interested in regional, but local public trans is good too.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We have, in Kokomo, we have what's called the First City Rider Program. It is a subsidized taxi service where, and it's open to anyone that wants to, the city, the trustee's office, the government subsidized the taxi service to provide transportation. In some ways, it's better than a standardized bus route because it picks you up at your home, takes you right to the steps of where you want to go, and I don't know if you're very familiar with it or not, being new to the area. There are some concerns with it because it's still, even with a subsidized cost, the cost can be...
What are the user fees?
Roughly, it's about $5 if you're on the program, which still can be expensive. You take two trips a day, do that 5 days a week, you're $50 a week, so we're looking at other ways to cut that down. We've also been in discussions, and it's just preliminary, about coming up with maybe one standardized bus route here in town, and try it out on a 6-month basis, trial basis, to see if we can have some sort of standardized route where just from certain areas, from some of maybe the public housing areas to the university to things like that to the hospital. So that has been discussed, but there's no commitment at this time.
Well, thanks for the question, Kristen.
Thank you.
Kristen, thank you very much.
Appreciate your time. Remind our listeners that we've got about 15 more minutes left of Mayor Goodnight's time here on WFIU's Ask the Mayor. The number to speak with him toll-free is 877-285-9348. You can also send an email to mayor@indiana.edu. We've got an email right here. This is a person asking, what's the status of the flower beautification program in Kokomo? This seems to be one of the few legacies of Mayor McKillop's administration that everyone agrees upon.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, I will say this, Mayor McKillop took a lot of criticism for that, and some of it was, I'll defend this, that it was probably, I think it was more of a communication part of it than actually taking on the challenge on the beautification. We have been in discussions with a couple different vendors here in town, and as well as the Downtown Association. And I honestly, when I campaigned last year, I got a lot of it was a polarizing topic. There were some people that were adamantly opposed to any of the beautification efforts, and there were a lot of people going door to door and such that were very much in support of beautification efforts. So we've met with a couple of vendors, and we are looking to, I don't know at this point that we are going to expand any of those efforts at this point, but we are going to do our best to continue at probably the current level of projects, but we think we can do it at a substantially reduced cost.
And in your State of the City address, you cited, Kokomo's very lovely downtown as one of the chief community resources right there, along with the Kokomo Beach and Pipeline Skate Park, that it's just a quality of life resource for the community.
You know, it's when people come to Kokomo that maybe have never been here. For example, our city attorney just moved here at the beginning of the year, and had originally lived up by Monticello, and now then he lived in Indianapolis for quite a few years. But anyways, when he moved here, he pointed out that he said, it's a nice downtown. I don't think it's everything that it could be. I think there is still a lot of potential and some things that probably need addressed more immediately. But it is we do have a nice downtown, and I like to say that it's, 70-75% of what it could be. And, there has been, most of the investment in our downtown area has been private investment, not necessarily public so much. Mm-hmm. And so I think, we've got to show we're willing to invest in our downtown, and we've got a few things that we're looking at, and a few different projects, and partnering with some different private groups and even, another government unit. And so there's some things that are being discussed, but it's probably too early to go into any detail.
877-285-9348. That's the toll-free number to call to speak with Mayor Goodnight here on WFIU's Ask the Mayor, or you can send an email to mayor@indiana.edu. Mr. Mayor, reading again from your State of the City address, here's something that you said. You said, compared to the state and the nation, the numbers are stark. Nationwide, 24.4% of our citizens above the age of 25 have a bachelor's degree. In Indiana, that number is 19.4%, but in Kokomo, it's only 15.8%. Now, another very controversial proposal of Mayor McKillop's was Project Grow Kokomo. How did you feel about that, and could you consider bringing back a version of it to address this very problem that you brought up?
Yeah, well, his initiative on Project Grow Kokomo was not entirely. I mean, he truly recognized the problem. He came up with, I thought, was an okay way to address it. I mean, it wasn't, I think he at the time, I think it would be wrong for me to sit and criticize it, because right then it was a new initiative, and so I think the initial thought, the reasons for doing it, and the initial plan were probably suitable for what we were faced with. We've talked about some other variations. We do have some ideas we're tossing around to try to and basically his project was to give incentives for people that moved to Kokomo, purchased a home, and gave some support to them on the
if they had a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, that's right. And there were a certain amount of credits. You could even get more if your spouse had a bachelor's degree, or if you worked inside city limits, and different things to encourage people to move to the city. We've got some ideas we're tossing around where we're going to put some resources encouraging our current citizens to go back to school and finish their degree, and finish if there's any of them that they're interested, that want to get their high school diploma, and encourage education. And we've had it was something that I campaigned on. We've had one meeting with some people from Indiana University, Kokomo, mm-hmm. Ivy Tech, Kokomo Center School Corporation, a couple of council members, and a couple of people from the community, to make education a priority, and those numbers, yeah, there's something that, and there's reasons for that. We've been predominantly an industrial town for years, and this is a good thing that we were able to make people were able to make a decent living on through some of the factories and things here in town, but right now we're faced with a global economy, like it or not, and we need to make sure that we have an educated workforce here in town to make sure that we're available for any type of jobs that may possibly locate here.
But what substantive coordination could you institute with IUK and Ivy Tech to increase education in the community that hasn't already been undertaken?
Well, one of the things we're talking about, the city can help out. The lady just called in about public transportation. Mm-hmm. Can we even further subsidize the public transportation for people that are going back to school to make sure that's available to them? We have Kokomo has some people would call it a liability. We're going to make it into an asset, and that's we have a community city-ran daycare facility. I've talked with the superintendent of schools. Maybe if we offered classes at that location in the evening so that people can come while they're working on their GED, whatever,
yeah.
Right, that we have the daycare
for them right there.
Childcare,
yeah.
Right inside the facility. That's the whole idea. Some of these things we can do to start the ball rolling. And like I say, we've only had one meeting, brainstorming meeting, but we hope to have something put together this year and put in place, at least on a pilot program, before fall. So.
And there's a lot in your State of the City here talking about how Kokomo should be proud of its manufacturing past, but be prepared to move beyond it at this juncture.
Right.
And this has a special resonance for you, coming as you do from an organized labor
yep.
background. And I'm wondering, you're 2 months into your mayorship here. To what extent has that informed what you do as mayor? And do you find that the two leadership positions are really different?
You know what? It's probably just the opposite. I feel like it's much the same.
Huh.
For those that don't realize, I came out of the private manufacturing sector of Kokomo. I was employed at a factory for 19 years, served 6 of those years as president of the Steelworkers Union, represented 1,200 employees in Howard, Tipton, and Miami County. So, what I used to experience as being the chief spokesperson for the employees, we had a lot of people that maybe had trouble understanding their own labor agreement and some of the policies, attendance policies, and some of those things, and even sometimes their own the benefits package on how pensions are calculated and things like that. So I also would see it firsthand when there would be a downturn in the economy. They would talk to you. Employees were very frank of their mm-hmm. concerns about their future. Especially some of them that didn't feel like they had, the education levels that might be required if something happened to their place of employment. So that's where what I call firsthand experience has kind of made this a priority for the administration, and I think it's something that, that not only we should do, but I think this is something we're going to turn around long term.
But it's just not—it's not just a story in Kokomo. I mean, especially all over our listening area, we've seen recently announced anticipated loss of 900 manufacturing jobs at GE in Bloomington,
yep.
660 Pfizer jobs in Terre Haute. From your experience in that background, especially with Kokomo, what industry could you see, if there's any one industry, could you see coming into Kokomo to help replace that to a certain extent, even if it's not manufacturing per se, or maybe it's next-generation manufacturing?
You know, I think anything that could be, you know, with communications and high-tech, you know, high-tech manufacturing, I mean, you know, of course, most... Just like any mayor, you know, you don't turn down any opportunities, but I think it becomes an economic development tool for us, not only for relocation of business, but you know, Kokomo still has a lot of people. I mean, we have thousands of people that come to Kokomo to work every day, and then they live in other other counties and other you know, a couple counties away, some of them, and so I think it also the education level. If we can, if we can sell that this is a good place not only to relocate your business or to expand your business, but this is also a good place to raise your family. The opportunities that your children will have in our local schools and in local universities, I think that it becomes an economic development tool for us.
We've got just a couple of minutes left of Mayor Goodnight's time here on WFIU's Ask the Mayor. We're speaking with Greg Goodnight of Kokomo. Mr. Mayor, I want to – we've been talking about some pretty big issues here, but let's talk about something a bit smaller, which is that you've got some parking ticket amnesty in the works right now.
Yeah. We're working with the county officials on allowing – what we'd had in the past, I think, had been very lax. Maybe some of the with the county employees and their employer on just kind of writing off tickets and some of these things, it seemed to be something that the previous administration was pursuing quite aggressively. And not saying it's right or wrong, but it was getting to the point. You know, there were some genuine concerns, so we. Decided to offer a short amnesty period for anybody on their tickets. That did not we waived the late fees, but did not do that with the tickets themselves, because we had had a lot of people that had built these up, assuming that they were going to just be taken care of. And so, anyways, and this was for not just county employees or city employees. This was for anybody. We gave a short amnesty period to clear this up, and then we've made it clear that we are going to aggressively pursue it in the future.
Well, we'll see how many people take you up on that. We've just got a couple of minutes left in the program. We've got another caller on the line, and we want to get him in. Milt, you're on the air with Mayor Goodnight. What's your question, Milt?
Yes, sir. Relative to the transportation, I've been doing a considerable amount of research, and I was wondering if you ever considered retrofitting some of the buses with an electrolyzer to increase the power, the mileage, and actually reduce the emissions.
No, honestly, Milt, it's an electrolyzer,
right?
Mm-hmm. I can't say I'm familiar with that.
More than water being broken up into hydrogen and oxygen and fed into the intake.
You know what? I can't say that I have done any research at all on that. But
what about exploring hybrid technology or anything like that for the buses to increase efficiency?
Yeah, I mean, I've been only for 2 months, but that's
why aren't you on this? Good night.
No, I think it's I think it's a good point to say that I've addressed it. I would be definitely misleading you, but I'll tell you what. I will meet with. The coordinator on that here, which is Larry Ives, who runs the coordinating council and oversees a lot of that, and I will talk to him about what we could do on to improve the fuel efficiency and, even with the hybrid type engines. I think that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the question, Mel.
Okay.
Good
yeah.
point,
thank
Mel.
You.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, rising fuel costs along with rising health care costs has got to be a big part of the budget problems that Kokomo is having, and in fact, every community
right.
across the state of Indiana. We're just about out of time here, Mr. Mayor. I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much, Adam. I appreciate it. Look forward to next month.
Absolutely. Let's hope that Breaksgate is still in the running by the time that comes
That'd
around.
That'd be great.
Right. This has been Ask the Mayor with Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight. I'm Adam Ragusea. Join us again next Wednesday. Columbus Mayor Fred Armstrong will be our guest. Production support for Ask the Mayor comes from the South Dunn Street Project, represented by Brian Lappin Real Estate. For producer Colin Bishop and engineer Mike Pascash, I'm Adam Ragusea. Thanks for listening.